Facebook censored 100 plus million coronavirus misinformation posts in 3 months. By Lucas Nolan on August 12, 2020. Tech giant Facebook has announced that it has removed a total of 7 million posts about the Wuhan coronavirus between April and June 2020 for containing harmful virus misinformation. The platform censored a further 98 million posts across its platforms with warning labels for being misleading. Reclaim the Net reports that Silicon Valley tech giant Facebook recently announced that it removed 7 million posts about the Wuhan coronavirus between April and June 2020 for containing harmful misinformation. Facebook also put warning labels on 98 million posts across both Facebook and Instagram during the second quarter of 2020 for posting misleading coronavirus content. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg previously stated that the warning labels almost have the same effect as removing the posts, as the warnings dissuade 95% of users from clicking through to the content. Breitbart News reported in July that the Silicon Valley Masters of the Universe censored a video initially live-streamed by Breitbart News of a press conference held in Washington, D.C. by the group America's Frontline Doctors and organized and sponsored by the Tea Party Patriots. Representative Ralph Norman, RSC, was featured at the event, and doctors at the event shared their views on the coronavirus pandemic and the medical community's treatment of the virus. The video accumulated over 17 million views on Facebook within 8 hours and had 185,000 concurrent viewers at the time it was streamed. On YouTube, a video from the event received 80,000 views before being removed by the platform for violating YouTube's community guidelines. The event was hosted by the organization America's Frontline Doctors, a group founded by Dr. Simone Gold, a board-certified physician and attorney, and is comprised of medical doctors. The event's information page, before it was censored by host Squarespace, stated, "If Americans continue to let so-called experts and media personalities make their decisions, the great American experiment of a constitutional republic with representative democracy will cease." YouTube's removal of the clip came shortly after Facebook removed the video from its platform, with Facebook spokesperson Andy Stone telling New York Times reporter Kevin Roos that the video was removed for sharing false information about cures and treatments for COVID-19. Read more about the video removal at Breitbart News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.